Millions of viewers and listeners. Welcome to Kitzchak and for the 28th of Cheshvan. We're on page 270 in the Kitzchak and from Art Scroll, just one day away from finishing the entire book, as one of our Choshuva members has pointed out. As Hashem, we have to get some new handheld Svarim, and hoped so. Hopefully, it'll be available in Or Shlomo Yeshiva High School. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach Shemayim. Up to Siman Yud Tes, starting a brand new Siman Sif Aleph, talking about something which is very, very relevant to the coming days. Sif Aleph Bechayif in the winter season. Look at that, right at the Siman Yud Tes. Bechayif in the winter season, Oymrim Ma'ashav Ruach Morad Hagashem. We say Ma'ashav Ruach Hagashem in the second Brach of Shemoneh Esrei. U'maschilim B'musav Shel Shmini Atzeres. And when do we start saying it? We start saying it specifically by Musaf on Shmini Atzeres. Even in America or in Chutz La'aretz, when there's 2 days, we do it on Shmini Atzeres. V'ashamash machers mikoydem mashiv ruach u'merda goshem. And before the Shmoneh Esrei, the Shamish, the Gabbai, announces mashiv ruach u'merda goshem. The art school has interestingly written a comments under the goshem, like many Litvaks do. V'im loye hichris. And if for some reason the Chazan did not announce Mashiv Ruach HaMorad HaGoshem, Ein Oymrim Oyisaya Oz, then, strangely enough, the Tzibur is not supposed to say Mashiv Ruach HaMorad HaGoshem in the private Musaf, B'tfilas HaMusaf Shebalachash, in their silent Musaf. Okay? They're only supposed to do it once it's announced. Otherwise, the Chazan does it in the Chazaras HaShatz, and they will only do it from Mincha and on. V'chayla, a person who is sick, Shemispal B'yachidus Be'beisai, who davens alone in his house, V'chein B'nei HaKifarim, people who live in villages, where there was no minyan, right? In the olden days, you'd have three, four people in a village, and certainly there was no minyan there. So what do they do? They don't have any gabbai to announce it. They don't have any chazan. So what do? Yamtinu b'tfilas musav. They should wait before davening musav on Shmini Atzeres ad hashoh. They wait until the time shebevada yisbalu ba'yar is musav. At the time when they certainly have already davened musav in the big city, but then the people in the villages or the sick people who are not able to go to shul, they should then say because they know that the tzibur has already said it. I always had an interesting question about a shtibel. They have a shtibel like let's say one of these people in the minyan factories on Yom Tov. And they have such places, definitely in Eretz Yisrael, where you have a minyan, and there's a shul with an early minyan and a late minyan. The early minyan has already said Mashiv Ruach HaMorad HaGoshem. So what about the late minyan? Does the late minyan already say Mashiv Ruach HaMorad HaGoshem starting from Shachris? Because the Tzibur has already said it. Well, the halacha is they do not. But it's an interesting question. And then the private individuals would then say Mashiv Ruach HaMorad HaGoshem in their Musaf Yemrim Oysei. Ad Musaf Yom Rishon Shel Pesach, and we say Mashiv Ruach HaGoshem like we are saying right now until Musaf of the first day of Pesach. The Hayinu Shat Tzibur Gam Hashliach Tzibur Oymrim Oysei Oyd. On that day, both the congregation and the Chazan still say it B'tfilas Lachash in the silent Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf on the first day of Pesach. B'Chazaras Tfilas Hashliach Tzibur and B'Chazaras Hashatz Poisek Mila Omrei. The Chazan no longer says it when he repeats the Shmoneh Esrei. V'shuv gam hatzibur, v'shuv gam hatzibur, ein oimrim b'mincha. And from then on, the Chazan no longer says it by mincha anymore. Nobody says Mashiv Ruach HaGoshem anymore, and everybody doesn't say it by mincha and on. Kevin shekvar shamu me'ashliach tzibur, since everybody already heard it from the Chazan. Shepothak milamri, he has already stopped saying it. Umishim esbal b'yachidus, a person who's davening alone. We already spoke about a person who's davening alone in Yatzeres time. What about a person who's davening alone Pesach time? Yakdim l'esbal oz tefilas ha-musaf, he should make sure to say his musaf early enough, b'kadesha adayin loy pasach shliach tzibur milamri b'yaris, at the time when the chazan has not yet stopped saying Mashiv Ruach HaMorad HaGoshem, right? During Shmini Atzeres, he has to make sure to say it after the time that the chazan has already done the change. Therefore, by his musaf, we'll do the change. On Pesach, when we're not going to say it, but normally an individual does say it by their own musaf, so therefore he has to make sure to say it before the chazan does the change, where he does not say it anymore. Because the person who davens la'achar shekvar pasach hashliach tzibur lo'omer b'musaf, after the chazan has already stopped saying ma'ashav ruach mer negashim in chazaras hashatz ein oimer ayoid, then he should no longer say it, and then he's going to be stuck because he's supposed to say it in his private shmona esrei, his private musaf. Yesh mikaymis. There are some places shoimer mikayitz ma'ashav ruach mer hatol. There are some places during the summer they say ma'ashav ruach mer hatol. Obviously, you know of people who say just mer hatol. But there were places that said Ma'ashav Ruach Mer Hatol. Mesachas Tainis. The Yachir is Kein HaShamish. In fact, in those places, the Gabbai would make that announcement that they should say Ma'ashav Ruach Mer Hatol Kaidem Musaf Yom Rishon Shel Pesach. Before Musaf, on the first day of Pesach, they would make that announcement. And now you say Mer Hatol. But Oz Maschin Loimer Kein Gam Belachash Musaf. In that case, people would already make the change starting from the silent Shmona Esrei of Musaf. Upoiskin Miloimer Mer Hagashem. And at that same tefillah, they would no longer say Ma'ashav Ruach Mer Negashim. Fifth base. Ta'ah. The person made a mistake. Let's say it's the winter time, like it is right now. V'lei Omer Ma'ashav Ruach Mer Negashim. He did not say Ma'ashav Ruach. Im Nizkar, if he realized that he had forgotten to say it, Koidim Shomer HaBracha Mechayim Esim, before he finished the Bracha of Mechayim Esim, the second Bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, Oymer B'Mogim Shenizkar, so then he should say it in the place where he remembered. Rak shelo yehei be'emseinian, he should not interrupt in the middle of idea. He going, for example, im nisker la'achar sho'emer u'mekayim emunasoi, he only remembered that he has not said ma'ashav ruach when after he said the words u'mekayim emunasoi in that bracha. Oimer gamkein lishenei afar, he should make sure to say the words lishenei afar before saying ma'ashav ruach mar negosha. That makes a lot of sense because "Mekayim Emunasai Lishenei Afar" is one sentence. If you say "Mekayim Emunasai," Kadosh Baruch Hu maintains his faith, and you pause to say "Ma'ashav Ruach Mer Negashim," and then you went back to Hashem maintains his faith to those who are asleep in the dust, meaning those who have already passed away. Hashem is going to maintain his faith with them to bring them back. And you interrupt in the middle; it wouldn't make any sense. So, therefore, if you're going to say "Ma'ashav Ruach Mer Negashim" in the middle of the second bracha, because you remembered before you said Mechayim Mason, you should make sure not to interrupt in the middle of a sentence. Well, Omer Mashvruch v'chulum, and then he says Mashvruch Micha Moicha v'chulum, and then continue after he says Mechayim Munos L'Sheni Afar, he'll say Mashvruch Amargashim, and then he'll continue Micha Moicha Baal Gevuras, etc. V'imroitze, if he wishes Yachal Loimer L'Gamer, he can start over the entire. Section of the Ma'ashav Ruach in that bracha, if he so chooses, he can say Ma'ashav Ruach Mer Negashim, Mechal Gachayim Bechetet, etc., etc., of that bracha. So either he could say right where he is, as long as he's not interrupting a sentence, or he can go back to Ma'ashav Ruach. Avlim Loi Nizkar, but if he only remembered Ad La'achar Shasim HaBracha Mechayim Mesim, only after he finished the whole bracha, he said Bracha to Hashem Mechayim Mesim, and he said, Oy Gevalt, I forgot to say Ma'ashav Ruach, Tzarech Lachzer L'Roish Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. He has to go back to the very, very beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Why doesn't he just go back to the beginning of that bracha? It's not enough for him to go back to the beginning of that bracha. He shalish brachas rishonis, because all of the first three brachas, kachada chashivu le'inyan zeh, are considered one big bracha in a certain sense. In some sense. That if you did any of those brachas wrong, you must go all the way back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. And in note 18, they say you don't have to repeat the words Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, but you have to go back. And I'm sure if you're at now, in note 16, there are different Eitzes, but these Eitzes are not given by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Ta b'mayrev shel Pesach, if a person made a mistake by Mayrev on Pesach, oy b'shachers of Musaf, or by Shachers, or by Musaf, v'loy amore, and he did not say Ma'ashav Ruach, meaning he stopped saying Ma'ashav Ruach Mer Negashim too early. He was really supposed to only start by Mincha time or Mer Atal. If he says Mer Atal, he's supposed to stop by Musaf. But if he ended up stopping earlier by Meir of the previous night or by Shachar's that earlier that morning, Ein Sarach Lachzer, he does not have to go back. And then in note 19, he says, why not? Although the congregation does not omit Ma'ashav Ruach until that at that time, it is not entirely inappropriate to begin omitting it from the beginning of the first day of Pesach, the Meir prayer, meaning why is it not entirely inappropriate? Because the Gemara over there, I believe Maseches Tainus, says, why don't indeed we start saying Ma'ashav Ruach, why don't we stop saying Ma'ashav Ruach Mer Negashim from the night before? And it gives reasons why things come up and people won't know, etc. So really, it's really okay to stop saying the night before, obviously only Bidi Evet. Sif Gimel. Regarding those places, like we said, there are some places that say Maratol, and he, as we said, he says the whole thing. If a person made a mistake, let's say a person by mistake said during the winter time, if he only realized his mistake when he got to Baruch Atu Hashem of that bracha of Mechayim Esim, he should continue saying the bracha of Mechayim Esim. He does not have to go back just because he forgot to say it. Masha Baruch Amar HaGashem. He said Masha Baruch Amar HaTal. He does not have to go back. Why doesn't he have to go back? Since he mentioned do. So therefore, he does not have to go back. And in note 21, he says in this section of Shmoneh Esrei, which is dedicated to praising Hashem, one fulfills his obligation to praise, even with the mention of dew, since he is describing to Hashem this vital function of the earth. So obviously, people who daven Sfarad have a little bit of a step up here, because if they're already used to saying Masha Baruch Hu at all, and they forgot to say Masha Baruch Hu Hashem, according to the kids, so you're fine. But however, Em Nizker Mikoyim Shamar Hashem, but if a person remembered before he said Baruch Atu Hashem. Once again, he should say Marat HaGashem wherever he can, as long as he's not interrupting a sentence. So a tremendous kula for those who daven Nusach Svard. Siv Dalet. In Tov B'Kayetz, if a person makes a mistake during the summertime, we're very looking forward to nice warm times. And he by mistake said Masha Baruch Marat HaGashem during the summer, when you're not supposed to say that. If once again he realized that he didn't say Masha Baruch Amar HaGashem, and now, I'm sorry, and he did say Masha Baruch Amar HaGashem when he said Baruch Ato Hashem, he wasn't supposed to say it, and he said Baruch Ato Hashem already. I'm sorry, he did not say Baruch Ato Hashem yet. He goes back and he starts in the beginning of the bracha and he says Ato Gibor. You should just know that this is not that because. The halacha is to repeat the entire bracha, rather, so that he can make it apparent that he is not saying Masha Baruch HaGashem, meaning he wants to make it clear that he did not intend to say Masha Baruch HaGashem. But if he only remembered that he had by mistake added Masha Baruch HaGashem, he said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechayei HaMeisim. So then, once again, like we said before, he must go back to the very, very beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, but he doesn't have to say Hashem is supposed to say Tiftach. Imloya Omer Rak Masha Baruch. But if, on the other hand, he did not say Masha Baruch Amar HaGashem, all he said was Masha Baruch, Veloy Omer Amar HaGashem, Einoy Mazik Klal. If he only said Masha Baruch, then that's fine. In fact, we already said, because some people say Masha Baruch Amar HaTal during the summer. So if he said Masha Baruch during the summer, he'd be fine. But Omer Mechal Kalchaim, he could just continue the bracha. But there was Mechalak El Chaim. Imta, b'mayer v'b'shachar shmini atzeres. Again, this is the reverse of the previous story that we mentioned. In this case, if a person by mistake started saying Masha Baruch Amar HaGashem too early, he's saying b'mayer v'b'shachar shmini atzeres. V'amare ein tzarech halach l'roish. Similarly, like we said by Pesach, he does not have to go back because even though it's not optimal for him to say it at that time, it is permissible. Siv, hey, let's continue. And this is something that's going to be coming up very, very soon. We're already, it looks in the calendar, we're up to November 19th, and we're getting quite soon to December 4th. In the blessing of Birchas Hashanim, we ask Hashem to help us with agriculture and help us with the rain. And now we're going to talk about that. Maschilin loymer talum water. We begin to say the words, the same talum water, bitfilas Arvis in the Meyer prayer shall yim shishim la'acher tkuvas tishrei of the 60th day after a 60th day after the day in which the tkufa of Tishrei occurs. In Jewish calendar law, there are four seasons, and each one of the seasons is named after the month where that season starts. So there's tkufas Tishrei and tkufas Teves and tkufas Tammuz and tkufas Nisan. So 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei, which in the note it says that would be October 7th or 8th. So 60 days later, December, which is either on the 4th or 5th day of December, we start saying the same Talum Moter, V'oimrim Ad Pesach, and we do so until Pesach when we no longer say the same Talum Moter L'Bracha, we say the same Bracha. It's always interesting Even if you look at the old Svarim, even Rishayim, you see that it describes November, December, and obviously because these names are quite ancient names, not from us, and they're from dated Avodah Zarah. Sif Vav, Imta, if a person makes a mistake, like we spoke about before, about making mistakes about Mashav Ruach Maradagoshim, now we're going to talk about making mistakes of a Saint Talamater, which is coming up very soon. Imtav, a person made a mistake, and he did not say the same talamater. If he remembers before he said Baruch to Hashem, Baruch Hashanim, so Oymer Sham the same talamater, al pani adam v'sabeinu, he should then say at that point the same talamater, and he should continue from where it says in the Siddur to say the same talamater, al pani adam v'sabeinu mituvecha or mituvah, however it is. Your nusach is v'chayisim kura, and then you go back to finishing the bracha of mevarech hashanim. V'em loy nizker ala achash shachasam bracha. But if he only remembers that he did not say v'sein talam motel bracha after he said bracha to Hashem mevarech hashanim, so mispal lahalon and continue. Don't go back to this bracha of baruch aleinu. U'b'seich bircha shema kaleinu. And when he gets to the bracha of shema kaleinu, which is right before it say, acher reikam al tishavinu, after the words, Reikam al tishvenu, do not turn us away empty-handed. At that time, in that bracha, you add the words v'sein talamot l'bracha, v'afilu im lo nizker oz. And even if a person did not remember that he's supposed to add v'sein talamot l'bracha into Shema Kaleinu, rak achar she'omer baruch ata, he said the whole Shema Kaleinu, then he said baruch ata, but he didn't say Hashem's name yet. Kol shalei omer adayin as Hashem, so long as he did not say Hashem's name yet. So then, you can add, go back to the spot after Reikam al Tishavinu in the bracha of Shema Tefila, and you'll add the same talamotar levracha. But if you already said Baracha to Hashem Shema Tefila, and in this case you've forgotten to say the same talamotar levracha in Baruch Aleinu, you've forgotten to say the same talamotar levracha now in Shema Tefila. Now you have to go all the way back to the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. If he am loy nizker, and if a person did not remember, ad la'achas sha'omer es ha'pasik yilu ratzayin, and if a person only remembered after he says yilu ratzayin, or before elikai netzor, or after elikai netzor, like we spoke previously, so chayz l'resh ha'tfili has to do the entire Shema Nesra again. So just to review that point, if a person remembered that he did not say v'sein talam ratzal levracha, and he's still in the middle of Baruch Elinu, then say it wherever you are, and then continue from v'sein talam ratzal levracha. If a person remembered only after you said Baruch to Hashem in that Baruch Baruch Aleinu, then go to Shema Tevila and you'll say it there. If a person only remembered after he finished saying Shema Tevila, so then he has to go back to Baruch Aleinu. If a person didn't remember after that, he only remembered once he started saying like Kain Etzar, then he has to repeat Shema Nesra. Sif Zayin, Ta Bekayetz. If a person made a mistake during the summertime now, Omer Talu Motor, and he by mistake said the same Talu Motor. He asked for rain during the summer. Chayzer Maslo Baruch Aleinu. Then he has to go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu. If he am loy nizker, if he only remembered Ad LaAcher Shomer Es HaPasuk Yilrotzayin, if he only remembered after he starts saying Alekai Netzar Yilrotzayin, Chayzer Lo Resha Tefila. Once again, he must go back to the very, very beginning. Shemana Esther. Everyone should have brachais v'hatzlachais.